cross over now to New Delhi. Joining us on the line, we have Dr. Sujata Ashwarya, an associate professor at the Center for West Asian Studies in the Jamia Islamia University. And we're talking about MBS's visit to India. Dr. Ashwarya, thank you so much for your time. Good morning. Welcome. Firstly, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about the current political and economic relationship between India and Saudi Arabia?
India and Saudi Arabia have a broad-based economic relations. For instance, there is a great investment aspect to the relationship. As you would know, India is a buyer of Saudi oil. There is a trade in, there are about 2.8 million people, Indians, working in Saudi Arabia. There is some defense and security cooperation as well. And energy supplies actually top the Saudi-India relationship, and they have grown significantly over the past two decades. So India has a broad-based, a template of a relationship with Saudi Arabia. Mm. India is a massive consumer of oil. Skilled personnel and managers, Indian corporates, are working in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia also wants to invest in India and in the National Investment and Infrastructure Fund, etc. So India has a broad-based relation. Political relations have been cordial with Saudi Arabia. India, as you know, does not interfere in the internal affairs of any other country. That's the standard Indian policy of non-interference in, for instance, the Khashoggi murder case was not a very popular news in India. So India has a broad-based trade relations, and political relations are cordial, at least at the level of policy makers and the leaders of the two countries.
Is there any significance to the fact that Mohammed bin Salman went to Pakistan first before coming to India?
As you know, tensions between India and Pakistan have flared up in the wake of Pulwama attack in Kashmir. While during his visit to Pakistan, Saudi Arabia did, this was all happening when MBS was visiting Saudi Arabia. And the texture of relationship, you can say, of Saudi Arabia's relationship with Pakistan is different. Saudi Arabia has a more, and Pakistan has a more patron-client relationship. Mm. Relationship is more of that of equal, equals, as equal partner in trade, as equal partner in investment, equal partner in intelligence and security. So there is a significance to the fact that attack happened in the wake of MBS's visit to Pakistan and then to. But you should note that MBS went back to Saudi Arabia and then flew to India. So it was symbolic that there is India and Saudi Arabia want to de-hyphenate their relationship from Pakistan or from each other's relations with Pakistan.
Now, the media and the broader citizenry in India, how are they, or what's their mood ahead of this visit? You know, he's touched down in India. Are they optimistic? Are they happy about it? Or is the Khashoggi issue coming to the fore once again?
The issue is not the fore right now. Mm. What is important is Indian media is particularly interested on what MBS would say on the attack in Kashmir. So this is the issue with the Indian media at the moment, and also with the Indian people, of how Saudi Arabia, what kind of stand is Saudi Arabia going to take in the wake of this attack. Mm. That is an important issue. And I think Adel Al-Jubeir, the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia, has said that that Saudi Arabia would work towards mitigating tension between the two countries.
Yeah.
So that is Indian government and Indian people are looking forward to what stand Saudi Arabia would take on the attack. Knowing well that Pakistan or some agents in Pakistan have been responsible for this attack.
Finally, then, $20 billion of investment deals were signed by Mohammed bin Salman with Pakistan. Is there any figure floating around in terms of what India can expect?
There are no particular figures as such, but as many would know, India is a large buyer of Saudi oil. Energy is a very important factor in the relationship. Indian expatriates, 2.7 million Indian expatriates who work in the kingdom, and it's very important. India is also the fourth largest trading partner. The kingdom is the most largest, fourth largest trading partner, with bilateral trade worth $28 billion. So there is a lot to protect and a lot to build upon. You know, Riyadh is also the top source of Indian energy supply, supplying around 20% of it, which is a large chunk. So Saudi Arabia is definitely interested in keeping India as a priority trade partner. And it was not let, in my own opinion, to let ties with India, you know, affect its ties with Pakistan.
All right, Dr. Sujata Ashwarya, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Have a great